And we're going to do the most important avoda of all, learning Torah, a heligalik tomorrow, and Torah Dalet. We're holding in Os Et Tess.
Yeah, sure.
We did those three bechinas, Gevaldik, bechina Rishonim, Shlin, Shnia, and Shlishas. And it was very choshev and very important for our door, for our generation, our nesionis, to get the chizuk of three concepts of seeing a tzaddik, giving tzedakah to a talmid chacham, and to do its vada vidui devarim, to do a confession. I don't even like that word, but nevertheless, to go speak it out in front of a tzaddik, being real. And I just minute shemayim learned with Rav Yudeman, and he was saying over the concept of when you go to a tzaddik, you have to be vulnerable, you have to be real. Mm. And in this week's parsha Kisisa, we hear that Am Yisrael are able, the only way they're going to come back out of the Yerida, the red, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go down there and deal with them, the only way was by being real and vulnerable. And all the generations, Moshe Rabbeinu had to see it written in Hashem's Holy Torah, and he had to be part of that shlichus that would show that in his time, in his watch, Am Yisrael did the craziest of Avodah Zorah in front of Hashem, in front of the Har Sinai, in front of everything. The truth is, Hashem's always there, but it was the most powerful time of Gilui, of Har Sinai.
Yeah, revelation.
And it took away the Madrega they reached, which is Pascal Zimazosan. They'd reached such a high zone. We learned from Shlomo that this is Torah of mistakes. It's okay. This is Ratzon Hashem. The way we're going to learn in to really get to the Torah itself is through Mekshonim, is through having stumbling blocks and Nisyonis, and not Lechachila, but the other.
That was the shir yesterday I missed?
Yeah. So we get to...
I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah,
so we get to... It was from Shlomo Kalibach. We get to, and Izbich. We get to work on ourselves, and it's the true preparation for the next stage of what we're going to learn about Torah of Mashiach, the level of Kesa, of Yechida. We're going to learn about this concept, as far as I know, from Yitzhak Ginsburg, preparing for Mashiach. So we're in this stage where we're learning that you can't get there until you've worked on the attribute of anivus, of humility. So the humility goes together. When you go in front of a talmid chacham, you have to be vulnerable. You have to be able to show that you've got yetzer haras and you're having nesionis and be real with your issues. Tell the Rebbe straight that you're having struggles with shalom bias or kedushas abris. Or, you know, one time I had issues with the army. I said to the Rebbe, I said to Rav Simaya Zulberg, who was at the time, I said to him, I'm having challenges in Kedushas Abyss. So my feeling is that's why the army are draining me a cup. Yeah, because I didn't want to, at that time, I wasn't ready for the army. I was married, kolel. You know, it just wasn't my vote at that time. So I was just saying, I'm having nesionis with them. And it's Kedushas, if I work on it, the Rebbe didn't argue me. He said, yeah, work on your Kedushas Abyss. And I did. And it all got sorted out very quick. Baruch Hashem. So it really is, but you have to be able to go to the Rebbe.
The humility is the key.
Yeah. You know, I had to be humbled also by people in public because I didn't go to the army. Like, I don't mind people knowing publicly. I never went to the army because I was in the world of the Haredi world where the focus was of learning. I was about tshuva and I was listening to my Rebbeim and I was doing what people do in kollel and being a Rebbe in yeshivas. I was busy learning and teaching and I wasn't involved with anything else, even business. I just involved in those two things, learning and teaching. And we managed to do it until around 30. I went to get a job in like a more like proper official job space because my friend had opened the door for me in a big institution and charitable institution in Israel, like a bunch of different locations all around Israel, but an umbrella organization, opportunity for a real full-time job, first time. And I'd lived in that sorority now like 12 years or something, imagine, and had a full-time job. And I didn't even know I had a huge bill waiting for me from Tuch Lami, because they didn't even know where I was, yeah? I was here 12 years, that kind of situation, yeah? Don't worry, I paid it all, I got rid of all the Kanasim, Hashem, Ad Rahman, so it all worked out. But so too with the army, I couldn't get the job, full-time job, they wouldn't take me on unless I'd done some sort of service or had a patur, because it said it just wouldn't shtim with their books and stuff. I don't know if that was true, but that's what they told me, yeah? So it was the whole job was totally on that. So as they were deciding, I suddenly got a letter in the post on patur from the army. So by that point, I had 5 kids. I was over 30 years old. And they just said, bye.
Yeah.
And I took the patur to the job offer, and I showed them, and they said, Mazel tov, you got a job.
Cool.
That was it. So, but yeah, it takes some humility. Because it's not easy. When you're facing people who are very pro the army, it's a bit of a bush when you say these kind of things. But when you face people very pro learning Torah, and you say, I've got a son in the army, it's the other way around. So either way, you can't please anyone. Okay, Zer b'chol pam shebo etzel tamid chochem. Every time you come in front of tamid chochem, misafe lefanav kol libo. You have to talk out your whole heart. This is what I was saying just now. The tamid chochem hu b'chinas Moshe, because the tamid chochem is the aspect of Moshe. We know Moshe is the star of the parsha. Yeah, he's mechenina misifcha kasafta, willing to give everything up for Amisrael. We even learned that in the previous
story. Where's your promise?
Yeah,
just take me out.
She bechinas ayin. He's the Torah. The Talmud Chacham is the aspect of ayin, true bittul. Yeah, k'moshe chosev, especially Moshe Benu. Chochma ma'ayim timsa, and from chochma, from where do I come? Yeah, from nothing. I come from nothing. This idea of true bittul, chochma, the whole meaning of Chabad, chochma is bittul. Yeah, it's the idea of Talmud Chacham. Moshe Benu is bittul. That it comes from the level of ayin. Ayin is einon mevaro or Yeshma Ayin, that everything comes from nothing. Who's the true Ayin? Hashem. Who's the true Yesh, but Emes? It's Hashem. Who's the true Ayin? Not us. We're nothing. Yeah?
Well, Moshe was the one.
Hashem's the Yesh. He's the true creation. Everything else is Botata. Why they Zer Atuk Neklar Ba'Ein Sof. And through that, you included in the Ein Sof. Zer Bechinas Zakra De Zekriyas Asa De Nesilas Metaman. Based on the tikkun ezar, assume, yeah, that the zarka, he threw azrikas, and that throwing after and it's batzim mitaman. I don't know what that means. Here we got good news today. We got a nice Hebrew lakuta maran from Abba Richmond.
No cheats.
This is okay. This is lashon hakodesh, and he says here, he translates it in Hebrew because we're going up a level. Zebechina Zraka, he Shemosha Acha Metame Hamikra, Hamashamshim Likra Satora Bebeis Knesset. Yeah, that's the idea of Zakra. You know about Tame Hamikra? Kasher Menagim, you sing the certain Tame Zaraka, like throwing. Ha'odim Mashbil Etz Kolo, he like Mashbil lowers his voice. Acha Mikhein Marim, then he raises his voice. Zarek, Oso, Loten Gavor, Zoradan. It's based on the Zohar, the Tikkun Zohar. Zohar is also the Taman. He translates it from the Tikkun Zohar. Ma'asa es ha'tshuva. Zrikas davar chazar le'makoymo. Makor shemenu hu nifrad. Bekesha shalana misyachis ha'davar. Le'sheves malchus le'shorash ha'mamsoyis ha'tshuva. Kama vidi b'nei tamachochem. Menosef zuika. Ozrach, excuse me, Masumas, Gum, as your closest Shasadik, the Shoch Atma Makula, Hatshukas Tivus, Artsius, Biach is the Shosh and Shmasash Adam, Tashukas Ela, Hanamis, Mitoeves, Bazrizus, Bazavis, excuse me, Admod, Bataretz Gufo, Manik Hasadik, Chiris, and Nishmasa Nasak, Machazeres, Gadusha, Nishmasa, Kviokas, Nizraka Zraka. Okay, so it's a whole deep thing from the Zohar about. Getting back to Malchus, to the root of tshuva, and that's video in front of a Talmud Chacham. Have a look yourself. Okay, and we'll see how Rabbi Nachman explains this to Kenuzah. Shadachazet to Malchus la Einsof. We're returning the concept of Malchus back to Einsof. Shehu rotzen shebechol ritzonus, because that is the rotzen of all the ritzonus, of all the wills of all the wills. We talk about that usually Shal Siddur time, Rava de Ravin, yeah, the will of wills. It's the shorish of all the worlds. Ki Malchus Shehem Bechinas Osis Diburim. We already learned that Malchus is the aspect of the letters of speech. Kol Os V'Os, every single letter, Malbush Bo Ratzon Hashem Yisbach, is clothed in it, Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. She Ratzon Hashem Yisbach Haya, She Zos Os Yela Tumuna Kizo. And this is the letter that will be to it a Tumuna, like this Tumuna. So there's a rotzen that formulates this letter, which is this specific picture. Like I remember once learning with Sophras with Baruch Gan.
I was just going to say, it's a Torah to us.
Yeah. Have you learned Sophras ever? Yeah. I once learned with Baruch Gan. You ever heard of Baruch Gan?
I learned with him.
He's quite a famous. Oh, you learned with him?
Yeah.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. So we have a similar connection in that sense. It was a long time. I was his first group of Talmidim in 1998 or 99. Something
in 2004.
Like that. Yeah, so it was years later when he was involved with Derech HaMelech, maybe.
Spoke with him last week? No, that's pre-Derech HaMelech still.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was involved with him.
I literally spoke to him last week.
I haven't spoken to him for ages. I used to be my neighbor for many years. But anyway, the point is that the idea that the osis, Surah Sa'osis, so he used to talk about meditating on the Surah Sa'osis, if you remember, about how the Kedusha Sa'osis should enter you, you should think about them, so that when you come to actually be a sofa and write it and bring it out, the Maisa, you're connected to the Surah Sa'os and the Panemius Shabbos, whatever that means, like the inner formation of the os. That's the idea that that we are connecting to the Rots and Hashem that's within the formation of the os, the Tumuna Bezu, Kuzu, like this picture. But os acheris, yeah, la Tumuna acheris. And each os has its own picture. Oh, you did that once? That's you? That's your Pitim Katoris?
Yeah.
Nice.
My friend.
Yeah, it's good. Looks good. Yeah, he's a good teacher. Did he teach you how to make your own kumus and everything? Yeah.
But now I spoke to him, you buy a ceramic kumus now.
Yeah, it's changed, I'm sure. I haven't done it for years.
I want to write again now.
Oh, yeah. James Barhai, he was one of the best in that time. Very close to Monaco Friedlander.
He's very good.
He had an idle hand. I always used to grab his hand too strong and shake it really strong. And he'd be like, like his hand, his holy hand, you know, because he uses it to write. And I would come this big klutz, start crushing it like this. And be like, what are you doing? Oh, wow, very nice. You have a good kasav.
Where's my pops?
Oh, wow. Color kavah.
He uses the sester all the time.
Oh, beautiful.
Baruch Hashem.
Can you send me a picture, one of these pictures, just one?
Sure.
So I might use it as the cover photo for this wonderful learning. Yeah, and we'll give you the kibbutz. Okay, maybe I'll get, you never know, I might get a job from it. All the thousands of listeners out there.
Thousands of listeners, 5,000 listeners.
Minimum. Every single word, people are hanging on. I'm getting like DMs every day.
Baruch Hashem.
By thousands of people saying how gewaldig the Torah is. That's like in the Olam HaMelachim, but not down here, unfortunately.
Oh, there's Talu Aman Aleitz.
Huh?
Talu Aman Aleitz.
Yeah, send me that one. It's a good idea. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so we have this idea that the Malkus Saints of Shirots and Shabbachol Ritzonis. See, you know with me, I'm learning Vada L'Shem Shemayim because I'm not getting much down here from it. Yeah, V'malbu Shirots and Hashem Yisbarach, Shirots and Hashem Yisbarach Haya, Shizosa Os Yela Tumuna Kazu, I know you. V'os Acheris Yela Tumuna Sacheris. Nimsa Shirotsonis, and we find that the Ritzonis, the will, Hainu, Tumunas Osis Haim, His Galus Malkus Yisbarach Shemayim. We find that the Ritzonis that is in the picture of the letters, this is a revelation of his kingship. May his name be blessed. We call Elo Ritzonis. These are the Ritzonis, the wills. Hainos to Munis Nim Shachim Ratzon Ein Sof. And these pictures are drawn out from the Ratzon Ein Sof. She'ein bo Temuna. And there is no Temuna kol devar me'yeshah shab'olam heim ma'osius. And anything that really exists in this world comes through the osius. Remember, we learned Mesachu Baris Boreyama. Hashem looked into the world and created the created everything through the osius, through the Torah. Hainu Malchus, and this is Malchus. Yeshus who Machmas and Malchus. The Yeshus only comes because of the Malchus. Shevatzah Kodesh Baruch Hu is Galah Malchus Soi Ba'olam, and the whole thing is Hashem wants to reveal His kingship in the world. Adizeh Baritz Olam Ma'in Yesh, and that's why He made the world from nothing to something. Kol Ritzonus and all the Ritzonus. All the will, Hainu Tumunis Koli Yeshus, and all the pictures of the Yeshus, yeah, Hainu Bechinus Malchus Makabel Mechias and Rotzen Ein Sof. They are receiving the Malchus from the energy, from the life force, from the Rotzen of Ein Sof. Kamar Shekosev in Megillah, Namen Aleph, Bechol Mochum She'ata Moitz Gadol Shekosh Baruch Hu. In every place you find the greatness of Hashem, Hainu Malchusa, you will find His kingship. Hainu Ritzon Hashem, that the Sham over there, you will find his humility. Hainu Rotzen Ein Sof, and this is the Rotzen of the Ein Sof. Zeh Bechinas is Pashtas Gashmias, and this is the aspect of removing like a certain level of Gashmias. Ki Kuretzelis Kalal Rotzen Ein Sof, and this will include the Rotzen Ein Sof. Sachivato it's a Yeshus Shalo. Shakosa Bazaar, Chalek, Base, Peches, Ahmed Base, Histalkus Moshe Bashabis, Shatta Domincha. Here we go, we're going to Rav the Ramin. How did I know? I didn't
started
know.
Started there, it's amazing.
Yeah, who would have known? Unbelievable. Yeah, Sach Batal, Yeshus Shalom, Estalkus Moshe b'shabe shata d'mincha, that the estalkus of Moshe was in the time of mincha, of Shabbos. As is galus rava d'rava, that's the mincha of Shabbos is revealed, this will of wills, shebechinas rotzen einsof, and this is the aspect of the rotzen of the einsof. Shekor ritzonis will come l'chiyusim emenu, that all the ritzonis, all the will is received from that holy time. Zeh machma shebitul Moshe kol yeshoso. And then because of that, it's Bittul Moshe, all the Yeshus, all his Yeshus. Moshe Kosev and Shmos, v'nachnu ma'am. What did Moshe and Aaron say? What are we? Where's that? It's to do with the man, I think, during the Parshas B'Shalach, near the end. When it talks about the man, he says, v'nachnu ma'am. Because man is also Bittul. Oh, it's like the true panemius of what Essen is, what food is, that it's all... It's all Divrei Elokim Chayim. It's all words of Torah, really, inside food. It says Motzi Pi Hashem. No, where does it say that in the Chumash? It says it in Devarim, in Parshas Akev. No, I'm saying in Akev, in Parshas Akev, you have a siddur here. Hashem, if you go to Parshas Akev right at the beginning, it says in the Kriya, we read it. Could you believe we're getting around the Torah so quick? We're already finishing off Shmosim. Time's flying. We just had Simchas Torah the other day. Like, what's going on? Yeah, right. It's year. Like, I'm going to be old Yidden already. Like, going to like utilize every minute because life is flying. That's why it's a waste of time getting down about anything because you haven't got time for it. This is one Yid once told me, I've got no time for Lashon Hara and Machlokas.
There's no time for it.
Yeah. There's no time in life to get busy with all the negativity. It says here in Parshas Akev, when we're talking about Birkas Amazon, Lechem lo techser kol bash. Before that, it says, Ki lo ayi lechem levad yichi adam al pi motzo pi Hashem yichi adam. So inside the food, it's all pi Hashem. It's all the osius. That's what it really means, yeah?
Oh, that.
And that's the pasuk beferish in the Torah. So v'nachnu ma. The mum was also like that. Zer perish v'yikbo osa, and it was much more begilvy, obviously. V'yikbo osa begai. He was buried, Moshe Benu, in Gai. Zer b'chinas ayin. K'moshe kosev kol gai yinase. Beretz Moav. So apparently that place is a place of bittul, of ayin, in that land of Moav. Zer b'chinas malchus. Shadoved bo b'moav. And the fact that it's connected to the place of Moav is connected to the idea of David. And David, we know, is the late lady of Gamir Klum is in a bittul of Malchus, and David also Dal Vado, yeah, Dal Vav Dal. He's like humble. He goes up. He's humble still. He's always in a state of Dalais, Dalas of Malchus. Nistalik Moshe betoch Ein's Ensof, and Moshe Rabbeinu was nistalik in the place where David is going to come from Moab, which is a place of Malchus and bittul. Yeah, betoch Rotzin Shibutzonis. And inside the Rotzen of the Will of Wills, Betoch Rav the Ravin. At the time of Rav the Ravin, Shubachinus Rotzen Ainsof. This is the aspect of the will of the Infinite One. And Malbish Beretzonus is clothed in his will, Timinus Osius, the images of the Osius, Bechinus Malchus. Kamashikosu Bechom Mochim Shata Motze Gadaluso, in any place where you find the greatness of Hashem, Hainu Malchus Bechinus Ravin. You're going to find the aspect of will. Sham Ata Motze Rava. Rotzen Ainsof. You're going to find there the Rava, the will, Rotzen Ainsof. Zer mu Beis Por. And it was opposite this place called Beis Por, yeah, which is where the Por was like the Avodah Zorah of that place. Ki amu chachmeinu zechon lebach lama nikru shema Por, al shem shepor piv. So I'm not sure what Chazal is saying, but it's based on the Tosfos and Sota. Why is it called Por? It's based on the Por piv, yeah. They were pogomim. They were making a pogam in Malchus. Where's the Kutumaron? Oh, here. Yeah, they were pogam in Malchus. Start taking a kiss of Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, what's going on there?
Al Shem Pur Piv, says here. Ki Chachmein is a Chon Abach, Laminikra Pur Piv, Hashem Pur Piv, Hashem Pur Mitzia and Peticha. The Rashi of Vodazorah says, Pur Al Shem Shapurin Lefanav Pia Tabatz. It's the, they used to open up their behind, yeah, a motzim, and they bring out what, you know, whatever they did over there. That was how they served their
that's
gods.
That's the Baal Por. That's what they, yeah, were, they were defecating from.
So that was the pagama, the piv, the wrong piv, yeah,
the backward
piv. That's what the, yeah, that's what the gays are busy with also. Shem Shemayim, it's a big deal by these people. Shem Shemayim, ki shepagamim b'malkus as a yesh koach lepar piv b'serufim raim, and all the different wrong formulations of the osius, the bad formations. Yeah, avar Moshe shetikem midas malchus, but we know that Moshe fixed up this aspect of malchus. He wasn't in the bad mouth, and he wasn't paro, peira, bad mouth. He wasn't busy with the bad mouth. He wasn't busy with the paw, with the pi de bas, the behind piv, yeah? He was busy with what? With the tikkun of malchus, and to bring all the osis back to the right thing, which is what we learn about. The video in front of a Talmud Chacham is fixing all the osis. Remember, we learned that in the previous osis.
Yes.
Osis. Yeah, very good. The atzomos, the bones.
Yeah, kind of listened a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Olah yachales biyad paw le paw piv. And it was by not, he was not able in the hands of the poor piv. Zeh lo yada ish. He didn't know. Afila Moshe lo yada. Moshe Rezenu chan rabocha ki nisbatu lagabe ein sof. What does it mean lo yada? Because it's an Indian to say I don't know. What does it mean I don't know? I'm pretty good at that.
I don't know so much.
I really don't know. It's a good get out clause all the time. I don't know. Yeah, even Rashi uses it. And lo yada. He says a few times in his parish. The idea is, even in Shas, you see it, it's an example of bittul. Ayin, ani, becomes ayin. Becomes, I don't know, becomes ayin. I don't know. Ki isbatu l'gabe insof, kol zeh b'moiso. And this was all to do when, in his time of death, his stalkulus, aval, b'vadei gam b'chayev ha'ilo his pashtus agashmias. But certainly, during his life, he was on the madrega of complete removal of gashmias. Okay, that's where the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, good times. He didn't need to eat, drink 40 days. Try that for one day. That's hard enough.
Yeah, the food's been happening a lot lately.
V'hai midabek etz atzma bo'ointzov. And he was davik in the light of Hashem. Avar is pashtas hai b'china v'chayis rotz v'shov. So now he's jumping to that famous Torah in Torah Vav. The chayis rotz v'shov. We're going to get there eventually. We're in Torah Dalei. We're not too far off. The chayas rotz v'shav, this concept of the
running and returning.
Yeah, running and returning, these holy angels that rested and ran, yeah, or run and rested. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratzeh b'avodaseinu. That's what Hashem wants in our holy avodah, says Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, and Simcha, Sukhsaneinu, Kamar Shekosev, Avisa Techila Megushei Afa, that he brought us Tehillah, praise in the Gushe Afa, in the, I don't want to say what I think Gushe, but Gush is like where we're living, yeah? But let's translate it from there instead of my messed up version. Here we go. This is the Gushe Afa, Makor Tse Chome. He says, translate Mishpat Zeh Halakach with Tefilas Musaf Shal Yom Kippur. Apparently, this is from Tefilas Musaf Yom Kippur.
Because we're all just Basar Vedam.
It's Adam Alakas Kafi Tefilas Basar Vedam. Very good. Al Pnei Tefilas Malachim Chasrega, they don't have these problems of being Gashmias. A Derek Zu, or the Mila being Gashmias, because we also have a Mila. And Yochel Asos Machulchem Sadiqim Gomorim Matsumim, Kram Avim Lebitum Machlot Bainsof, Avamaye, Imkain Avodas Hashemis Bachmatsma Etzatsma, who Sabir Afikach Muchach Gam Sadik Masha Chayav Lios Betunua Shah Rotsav Shav. Tefilas Yom Kippur, Mafia Gam Vidui. Hey, Namaras Bishash Hosom. Yeah, there's a certain level we all reach on Yom Kippur of Ispashas of Gashmias. So we get a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us, so Begilui. We Ispash it from the Gashmias, we're not eating, drinking, we remind ourselves off of the Eifer, we're nothing, we're from the dirt. Yeah, Makot Sechom, and it's that humility, that MSK brings us to all these levels of Bittul and Malchut, of all the Torahs we're learning right now. Mishril Zeh Sach Shelo Yishakein. And because of this, that you will not need to remain like this. Ela ad eis shiavur kodesh baruch hu atzma yuto nishmasa, until Hashem takes his neshama. That's the only time when you get truly like get that level of yechida of complete unification is after 120. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, after 120, literally it was 120. Yeah, it
wasn't. Yeah, no.
So he went up 120. Zayin Adar we had around this time of year as well. Zayin Adar is usually chodesh Adar. This time we got two Zayin Adars, so we got double there. For the price of one, two Zayin Adars, two times to celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit, and tune into this time of Histalkulus of the Sadik of Bittul to the Ein, and we know that the Purim Neis and all the Chashbaz of Purim come out of the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Lamala, Malachai Lamata, as it's brought down in the Shlach Kodesh and all the Svarim. Anyway, let's go weiter. Oy, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tov Nishmas. Zesh Anaroyim. And this we see, Shepharim Nisalev Odom B'tochet Tefilah. Because sometimes Zevi starts getting excited in his life and starts getting excited in his davening.
Sometimes.
He's leading the davening over here and suddenly there's fire coming out of his mouth and the whole place starts getting like, going like all mystical. And it's all Zevi going upwards and upwards and bringing the whole community with him.
It's just the
Kehila. Yeah, the Kehila. Everyone together. Adam B'tochet Tefillah. And he's going, he's inside in this person in the middle of Tefillah. I'm a Kamatevis Bislavis Gadol. He starts jumping in the air. Yeah, like I remember seeing like old Yidden jumping at the Kosov from like his Slavis. There are still people around like that. You know, they inhalo. And I've seen like such sights from Siddiqim where you see these old guys who can hardly walk. Suddenly they're like flying in the air, like literally like a young kid in the Slavis. It's amazing to watch.
We had this Rav in Yeshiva Tamifter that Rav Shlomo has mentioned many times.
Chomes Hashem Allah.
His name is Rav Siegel.
Siegel.
He was a very, very small in size person.
Yeah.
But when he would, it would be like a davening, like a halal mashu. You'd never seen anybody reach so high in your whole life.
How high?
So high. How high was he? Well, he was, I'm telling you, for like a guy that was
small
like
guy, flew in the air.
A guy that was like 4'3", 4'4", he was flying up to the ceiling. He was jumping, and it was amazing. It was such a
It's really important to
gorgeous.
Such an emistic, you know, when this is happening, he says here, look at tomorrow.
Just take off.
So I don't know by that side, I think maybe he was holding on the Madrega, but for most of us, whenever we get that moment, because I've had it also, Baruch Hashem, is there Bechelmes Hashem alav. Hashem's having mercy on us.
Yeah.
He's showing kindness on us because we're not really Roy such Madregas.
He was a son for us.
But Hashem starts to help us reach Madregas, you know, that we didn't know we had. Sheniftach lo o Ein Sof, because Hashem's now opening up the Ein Sof and lighting him up. And a person's able to see these nitzosis, these holy sparks. Like I said, flames are coming out of Zevi's mouth and davening. And even though he is not feeling like Chazi, Mizali Chazi, this is a famous Gemara. He's seen his muzzle seeing it. He's not able to see it. Mm. Zevi doesn't see the fire coming out of his mouth, you know, and during davening. But his muzzle sees it. His ruchnius counterpart does see.
Hmm.
Yeah, you have a muzzle over Zevi's muzzle. Yeah, Gishmaka muzzle. It starts to see Zev Yonason, or Yonason Zev.
Gemini.
Yeah. Jedi, what?
Yes, Jedi. Yeah. Gemini.
Gemini. Starts to see. No, I don't mean that. The actual muzzle of you. It's way beyond the muzzle of the constellation, way above that. A Yiddish muzzle. Yeah? It's much higher than that. Take of Nislaev, Nishmasa Devekus Godu. And immediately his neshama, see that's the point, it's happening on a ruchnius level, is the Vekas God, experiences this tremendous the Vekas, the Davik gets Asma Ba'orinsov, and he's Dabik, he joins himself up with Orinsov. I mean, this is the true Tanugim of this. So in Tanya, you call it Avat Batanugim, like these high Madregas, Ava Rabba, Ava Aza, Ava,
yeah.
Ava, I don't know, you can go on and Ava Batanugim. What Adam is saying is always, and for Peter, taking slave in the Shmasa, the Vekas God, Dabek has asked him when so. Kishi'io, he's waking, and that when he's waking up, this is Galas, Ainsov, the Fee Menayin, Hatevish, and Iftau, when it's Nosu. And from this, you know that the Tevis now open up, and in the sparks of it, the actual Kedusha, the Rots, and the Shampoons, these also starts to come revealed.
Mm.
It's like the black fire and the white fire starts, you know, starts to be begillery. You're no longer just seeing like a...
It's a daven from a sitter that was in Ketav Asherish.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I also had that. We've done a lot of similar voters.
I know.
That was that famous sitter that was written by some...
It was Biala?
Yeah, some Rebbesher guy. There was
Bava.
A Biala one?
It was Bava.
No, there was a Biala Rebbe who wrote all his siddurim, but that was still with like a... It was written in the form of Asherish, but it was very like computerized.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about one where it's actual... Someone sat and wrote... So for us, all of Tefillah.
I never had that one either. I want that.
I had that siddur. I daven from it. Wow. It was hard to daven from though because it wasn't Masudah. Like,
No.
Because you have to sort of jump around.
And the Babav one. It was Babav, right?
Yeah. It was Biala.
Biala.
The orange siddur. It was an orange siddur. Orange.
Yeah. Of course.
Biala. Beautiful. I daven from that also.
It's a great siddur, but it was kashet. I've had times to like flip like 15 pages.
Right now I'm a bit of a Belzer siddur, and this is from my Rebbe. He gave this out to us at one time.
That.
Yeah, he has proper siddurim. Like, I have them at home.
Because it looks kind of small.
So I'll bring them one day to be on. The Tolna Rebbe siddur is very, like, organized masuda. It's, like, very similar to Tolna. Like, no, like, flying colors. Just very simple.
I love when the ketava is just, like, flying at you.
Yeah, that's. I mean, this sofras one, where it's actual handwritten sofras, was really hard to dumb from. But I used to do it for the inyan. But it got to a point where I just wasn't practical.
Rav has a tikkun klali there, a friend wrote for
him. Oh, yeah, in sofras?
Yeah, it's in the office.
Yeah, I don't get these kind of presents, you know. What can you do? Yeah, so I said that to someone. He said, what does the Rav say? Kuritsono. The Shemenim Kuritsono. That's their bracha. Yeah. Some bittle. Yeah, it's a silly joke. Anyway, the point. Koyle Tavis. But they get advantages being a Rav, you know, because they get those little matanas from the chassidim.
That's bittul.
Pashta guys like me don't get.
That's
bittul. And all the tevas that we say are devekas in this great devekas, and they give up their soul in bittul kochosav and in a bittul of this of the kochus sav of all their kochus, all their strengths. Shat is battle the gabe ainsof, and the time that they're battle to the ainsof as hu bechinas lo yada ish. They did not know this man. Shafilu hu baatma eni adam atzmo. Even that himself did not know himself. Aval zos bechina sarach liot rotzav shav. But this is the aspect that you need to be this level of rotzav shav of running and returning. Kedei is kaim yeshoso. Yeah, there needs to be an establishment of his yeshosa, of his, I don't know who his yeshosa, let's see what that is. Because it could be, is it Shem's, like Shem's yesh, or?
No, the person is worth.
You know, I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Tat, I don't know if you ever listened to him.
I think, yeah.
He says the idea, there's no such thing as I have. There's only yeshli is different to I have. If you analyze the words, translate, yeshli means there is to him. It's not I have.
There is to me.
There is, yesh.
To me.
It's a different way of looking at it. There's not I. Yeah. I don't have anything. There's only yesh to him.
Yeah. I gotcha. Interesting.
It's
okay.
A deep perish on the when she's like looking at really what Yiddishkeit, the osius of the Aleph base in Torah, the way it speaks, and then you get to a difference in Yosso, he says. Lord, what's it mean?
What I would think is happening right here.
Yeah.
Okay, is the running and returning if it's Yesh Uso, it's like himself. Okay?
Yeah.
What I would think is it's a madrega of like a person is like Mevatel, and then they have Bitul, and then they receive, and they like, and from the receiving, they become bigger. But when that's happening, like instead of them saying, wow, look how much I have, they go and they Mevatel more, and then they receive more.
Yeah, so the only way you can enter Pardes is Ratz V'Shav. The only way you can enter is, that was the whole thing with Rabbi Kiva. He knew how to run V'Shav. The Tzaddikim knew how to run and rest. There has to be a time of Bittul and a time of receiving, like you're saying, and running. There has to be both, and you need both. The heartbeat is the essence of Yiddishkeit.
But it's also like, think about it, instead of like
that's the only way the person can exist.
Instead of the going to the head for a second, yeah. Wow, look at how much I just got. It's like, well, I still am not deserving of anything.
Oh, so it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's certain humility that goes with it.
Yeah, yeshu so.
Nimsa kashu b'chinas v'shov. La'achashata minatov minachdus b'einsof. Yeah, like you said, he's like receiving from the good of the einsof, and but then he still needs to go weiter. That's why it says, b'chinas lo yedai ish kishu b'chinas shov. Sheshov adata yishoso. And he returns his das. Did I miss something out?
No, yeah, you skipped. Nimtzai kishu b'chinas v'ashov. We just said, aval adata b'chinas v'ashov.
Because it's kaim yishoso. So very good. Nimtzai kishu b'chinas v'ashov. As I saw achli rois gam ledato. That he will need to see that he's also, according to his das, He's only at the beginning, like you were saying. He needs to keep going. Shas devekas time is battle adas. The time of devekas, he's mevatel his das. Gemara calls loya daish. That's the concept that he did this. He didn't know this man. Kashu b'chinas v'yishuv. And then he gets to the aspect of Shov. Sheshov ledato di yeshosa. And then he returns his das to his yeshos, to his existence. As yeshov ledato, because sheshov ledato, as yedei achdus einsof, v'tuvo. Because then when he gets his yeshiv and returns to his das, then he knows the unification of to the einsof, and it's good. As I ain chilek bein Hashem lelekim. And then there's no chilek, there's no division between Hashem lelekim, that Hashem is to be our God, which is like the concept of Hashem hu elekim. The idea of this yichud, we've learned, remember we learned about that, the yichud shalem is the das Hashem hu elekim. The idea of tov and
in the future.
Tov and meitiv, the yiyah.
In the future.
Yeah, that everything will be with the yichud.
Havaya and elikus.
Yeah. Bein midas hadin, the midas rachman. There we go, he's bringing it. That between the aspect of judgment and rachman, ki ainsof, ain shaykh. Because in ainsof, this difference, it's not shaykh, there's no difference. There's no shinui rotzen when it comes to good and bad between tov and, chesed and rachman, or din and rachman, excuse me. Shinui rotzen. Ki hashnim ainu ela bishinui had. The only thing that changes is the osius, the pictures. That's the only thing that changes. But by the person being davik in yinsof, shisham ainshuni rotzen. There's no change in the rotzen because he's just davik to yinsof either way. Whether it's he's getting shmatted by his wife, yeah, with shalom bias, which they do that once in a while. They're like, and we probably deserve it. And they're pounding us, yeah. And then the next minute they're like, you know, we're having a nice suda together and they're smiling, we're best friends and they love us and Shalom Yisrael, and we're soulmates and all that stuff. And either way, it's all the same thing because David Tainsov with him isn't me. It could be. You could be such a guy. He's just like, I'm David. My wife sometimes says to me, do you not like care like about all these things I'm talking about? I'm like, no, I care. Like, but like inside, no, I don't. I mean, I care, but I don't really care. Why? Because I'm davening to Hashem, so what do I care? Like, I care because of you. I want good for you. But she's like, what do you want? I don't know. Do you want anything? She's like, tell me something. Are you just happy just to, like, live in this minimalistic situation of just learning, davening, and, like, somehow surviving?
That sounds awesome.
I said, pretty much. But I know I didn't say that back to her. If I admit that, it's shchita, yeah? So I just have to say, no, I want, because in the end, I have to work for her, do you understand? She needs me to feel like I'm going to take care of her needs and all that stuff. So I'm like, no, I'm here for you, yeah. Like, I'm going to do whatever I can to improve the situation. But inside me, I don't care. I said, whatever I get, though, is going to you. I tell her that. Whatever I get, all the money, whatever you want, the house, the car, it's yours. I don't want anything. Like, leave me out of it. Yeah, I'm only interested in this Zisachin, Rabbi Nachman's talking about. And she's like, I think you're in deep denial. That's the next stage of the conversation. Yeah, it's good to talk it out because it's a very real conversation to go on every day. Yeah, so I mean, you're in denial, no? Like, you do want the Tesla and the nice lifestyle and you go on holiday and you chill on the beach and all this stuff. I have a Nefesh Bahamas, I'm sure. I'm very happy to have all that stuff. But it doesn't mean I have to give in to my Nefesh Bahamas. It's not called denial. It's called iskafia. It's called
subjugation.
Subduing your bodily needs for a higher purpose, and then when a hafcha, then eventually I'll be milderate. Maybe then I'll get the Tesla because I'm on the level to drive it with Yirah Shamayim and Kedusha and Tara. But right now it would just take me away from my voter because I have to work so hard to get it.
60 in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I don't really need to go that fast in a frat. You know, it really doesn't need it. I don't need it. Because over there it's a simple rotzen. And after that, there remains a rishimu, a rishimu is like an imprint. Reservation.
Ledger. It's like a Rishima. It's like written on a
it still remains some sort of imprint.
Roshan.
Yeah, the Ma'achtas Azos. Yeah, in this unification. Achikach Nase Bechinas Veshov. After that, I make the aspect and I return. As I Rishimu Ma'are Ledas. And then the Rishimu, the imprint, Mare is seen to go to the level of Das, like a vision towards Das. then everything comes back to the concept of good, and it's all one.
Good Torah.
Good times.
Good Torah.
Zesh Amar Moshe Ladora. And that's what Moshe said to the generation. Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Olakim. What's the problem?
We should stop in a second. They're gonna die. This is a good stopping point, no?
But let's just finish it.
Was that Perush up to? Okay, let's get to Zer Perush.
Ki Moshe Hu Ains. Yeah, that's what I was aiming for. Ki Moshe Hu Bechinas Ayin. The Moshe is the aspect of Ayin. No, it's all good. Dora had Devukim. It doesn't seem like we have a minion yet, anyway. That the generation is Devukim Alav Roi Lehem Ladas. And his generation and his generation was Devukim on this. Roi Lehem Ladas, because they were known as the Dora Deir. They were the generation of Das. Yeah. Okay. Why were they the generation? Because they got to see Atar Eta Ladas. They were Zohar to have the full revelation of Hashem Elokim, of the Ein Sof as Megala. So then everything became Tov. And Achad and Gevaldik, yeah? Ainu La'oya Ladas, Bechinus Ainsov, Bechinus Rabbah de Rabbah, and Bechinus Hashem Elokim. They got to that. They're the lucky generation that had the fortunate ones, Ashrena Matamachinu. So we're in Hasta Asteponai, we're like in the end of days with the biggest Hasta. But somehow or another, we have to see through it that it's Hashem Elokim also. It's all, even now, it's still the Yichud, there's still the Achdus, there's still the Bittul, there's still the Ein Sof, there's all the Madregas that Rabbi Nachman's talking about. And you know, one of the ways we can get to it is maybe not so much to go backwards to Kabbalah Satorah, but to actually go forward to the Orosh of Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach. I think that's what Rosh Hashanah is trying to get us to. I think that's what all the Tzaddikim are trying to get us to in the store. Get us ready now for the Gilui that's coming of Mashiach. Because if you go backwards, it's long kolos, you know. Fine, we've got the Masorah of Torah, and we can go through the Torah like we're doing now. Rabbi Nachman, we're going through the Masorah of Rabbi Nachman to the Baal Shem Tov, to the Arizal, to the Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going all the way through this Masorah, but at the same time, they themselves were all davik to this Orosh HaMashiach also, the light of Mashiach. That's where they were also. That's what they were trying to bring down through the original revelation of Hasina.
You know, Shlomo was teaching in the women's shir,
which sefer? The one from
I can't remember the rabbi's name. That's what's bothering.
Oh, Rav from Beit Shemesh.
What's his name?
I was dubbed by him.
It's not Kumiori. The other one is
Kumiori.
No, Rav. Okay, this is.
I know who you mean.
Shalom Bias was the body and soul. I know. It was the first part, and the next one was.
I know exactly what you mean. I done by Rosh Hashanah in Uman.
What's it? Is aggressive. Kuf?
Kuf, yeah.
It's not paper or something else.
No.
Anyways, we're talking about what time period that we're in right now. And we're talking about Hachana for Shabbos. We're in the Erev Shabbos right here. We're in the end of the Erev Shabbos. So what's Matin left? So, like, taking the Shabbos early. So there was putting a focus on that we should be zocher to do that, like the Orosh HaMashiach is a little bit in the future away. We should try to take Shabbos in early.
Right, that's the Orosh. That's bringing the Orosh. I mean, that's the team. We taste a little bit of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. We taste the food.
We're taste Shabbos for little. Take Shabbos in early.
It's not Rav Koenig. What's his name? No. Rav. I don't know why we've forgotten it. Both of us. You want to ask the rabbi?
Yeah, but they're going to start now.
What's the name of the rabbi? In Beit Shemesh, remember? No. Just look up his shir and then you'll find it in 2 seconds.
Marmar Shalom.
There it is. That's Marmar Shalom.
I can't remember.
But that's the name of the Seisim. Yeah. Marmar Shalom. He always quotes him.
So good.
He walks around with his throne.
It's so good.
Netzach Yisrael is the name of the Chukuri. It's funny how it's been out of my head.
It's just skipping.
Gevaldik. Shvizorcha. The main thing is to bring the Orosh HaMashiach early. Bring Shabbos early. To Ima. And with that kar, we have the ability. And remember the name of the rabbi next.